I used to think the best way to go about life was to treat it as if every day were a chance to eat from my never-ending Pringle chip can. That every day was a chance to down another Pringle. Because you know, you can't just have one. I thought the best way to live was to embrace my Pringles and the path of non-resistance. Resistance takes effort. Effort takes sweat. Sweat has a black stench, so I flee it for another Pringle. Crunch! I'm laughing with my friends. Swipe my phone every time it pings with another epic fail. And savor time as it seems to unfurl like an endless carpet. But does it? By 16, all my grandparents were gone. And with them, pieces of me crumbled into the dust on my fingertips. Their absence makes me think, as Prufrock asked, do I dare disturb the universe? Or will I grow old and wonder why my trousers are rolled like stale cigars that stink of regret? The question haunted me every time I passed Grandpa's bronze bust. For Grandpa had lived for a cause beyond himself, and I knew I couldn't live for Pringles. So I deleted TikTok and decided to do 3 push-ups for every Instagram minute. I designed my environment so the things that lured me had less power. Like Odysseus, blindfolding and tying himself to his ship's mast so he wouldn't jump off the ship every time he heard the sirens. This is why I made a film to honor my grandfather. And to my shock, it moved people that a boy like me, who once thought the thing I was best at was watching my phone, could move people like a superhero was a shock to me. It made me realize my minutes mattered, that I mattered, that the choices I made with my time mattered. So now, I keep making things that matter, instead of eating from an endless can of Pringles. And even when the hunger scratches at the door, I refuse to give in.